We tend to think of loneliness as something that affects the elderly, and it certainly does. But to a much greater extent, it affects young people. And the reason we don't recognize that is because young people don't talk about it. The years that I write about in the book, I was about 32 to 36. Those are years in which we tend not to think about people getting lonely, but statistically, a lot of young people are.
What other factors can determine who's going to be lonely?
I think a really major factor that's just coming to light right now is genetics. One of the leading experts in this subject is a woman named Dorit Boosma, and she uses the word buffered. You know, if you don't have this genetic predisposition towards loneliness, you're going to be buffered against loneliness after, say, a separation or a move. But if you do have this genetic predisposition towards loneliness, you're not going to be buffered, and you're going to wind up feeling lonely more often and in a broader array of circumstances.
One of the things you mentioned early on in the book was that your parents divorced when you were very young, and then you went on to make a direct connection between the younger a child is when the divorce happens. Can you talk about that?
Two New York researchers came to the finding that the experience of having your parents divorce was directly related to loneliness in adulthood, and that the younger you were at the time of the divorce, the more severe the adult loneliness would be. If you, as a young child, go through the experience of divorce, especially an acrimonious divorce, you're less likely to trust in other people. And the less likely you are to trust in other people and to feel secure in your attachments to other people, the more likely you are to become lonely in adulthood.
In the book, you often brought up the media's portrayal of loneliness.
In the media, the lonely are often portrayed as, you know, if they're men, as violent, or if they're women, as really sexless and dowdy. And one of the reasons I wrote the book was to kind of hack through stereotypes. And, you know, my book is just one voice saying these stereotypes aren't true. But if stereotype is all you have, it's got a real silencing effect. And that means that people who are struggling with loneliness don't want to talk about it, no matter how bad it gets, because they don't want to be judged for their loneliness.
If you have a friend or a loved one who is lonely, is there anything you can do for them, or is this an issue that they have to deal with themselves?
One of the best things you can do for a friend or a partner who happens to be lonely is open up discussion of the subject and acknowledge that you're not seeing it as a case of blame or anything like that. And just create a situation where the lonely person can talk about their feelings. The other thing I would suggest is don't offer pat advice. What I hear from lonely people all the time is how frustrating it is to finally get up the nerve to tell someone that they struggle with long-term loneliness and be told, you know, oh, go volunteer at the soup kitchen. Sometimes not offering advice, but just listening is the best thing to do.